Members of the committee are present. Very exciting.
What else?
Item number one is to consider a consent agenda. There's only one item marked.
Move to approve the minutes, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Mr. Brown motions to approve the minutes, and Mr. Marks seconds. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Item 3A, proclaim June 23rd, which is tomorrow, as Olympic Day in the city of Geneva.
So moved.
Motion by Hill.
Second.
Seconded by Ralph D'Antino?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
He raced to the finish.
One of the greatest decathletes of our time, Ralph D'Antino, folks. He was also a synchronized swimmer for several years until things just didn't go well.
He sank.
That's what they prepared.
He sank.
All in favor of the proclamation, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
And folks, tomorrow there will be a USA five-ring flag flying proudly from City Hall for the remainder of the week, so it'll be very exciting. Item 3B, present financial report for period ended May 31st, 2009.
So moved, Mr. Mayor. Or do we need a motion? We need a motion to accept that. I move to accept the financial reports.
Motion by Brown?
Second.
Seconded by Malaja. Is anyone interested in a presentation by Mr. Weiss, or is the information he's presented sufficient? I think it shows our checkbook negative $14,655,000. I'm sorry, that's Springfield. Excuse me. Almost.
Just one question.
Yes, minute. Sir.
Thanks. Don, and I know this has come up in the past, but you know, if you could enlighten us again regarding the inventory as it pertains specifically to electric was about $520,000 and water was $65,000. I know we have to keep some inventory on hand in the event we have power outages, et cetera, et cetera. Is there any thought of reducing the inventory so we don't carry such a large...
It's very similar to prior years. It's not really much of a significant change this year. Kirk Lamberg does the electric inventory, so he keeps a close watch on it. So I think he buys when he needs it, when the prices are right. So it's not extremely large compared to prior years, so I don't think it really is a concern. They have to keep a certain level. And I think he's comfortable with the level. I'm sure Mike would reiterate on that. And the water is very low. It hasn't been that high, so really isn't much of a concern.
And then one last thing. Will we ever see a P&L for the Geneva Generation Facility? A P&L for the GGF?
I think it was just month before last that Mike, it was just not long ago that Mike presented the update on the generation facility, and there is no profit made. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to reiterate everything that he said, but I think he explained then that it's a cost savings and not profit-making venture. But he's here and he can speak
to
that.
That's fine.
So, I mean...
Good enough.
Okay.
Thanks, Don.
Sure.
Anyone else questions for Mr. Weiss? We have a motion and a second to accept the report as presented. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 3C is to consider draft ordinance amending ordinances 2001-75 and 2003-23 to allow a church to operate in the B2 business district subject to certain conditions.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Hill and seconded by Vogelsberg. Questions or comments that could very well impact your eternal life? Mr. Brown.
I think the obvious one that the Plan Commission also dwelt on was the question of if this becomes very successful and parking becomes a problem, is there time limits and ways we can get around or out of or negotiate a change in this agreement?
Yes, the church is planning on being present in this facility for a limited period of time. It's during the startup period because it is a new congregation. And so there's a 100-person limit on the number of people that can be involved in the church operation. And there's a 3-year expiration date on the special use.
But if for some reason they're successful before that and decide not to move yet, we could move in and do something? Is there an escape clause in there for the city?
I would say that just based on our analysis, we really looked at this as a situation with the parking demand with the amount of parking that would be available on Sundays when the church would be operating, even if they got to that 100-person maximum with the spaces that we have in the Gooding lot across the street and other parking in the vicinity, that it should be more than adequate.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Pollack?
Thanks. Dick, will, by agreeing to this, will this at all impact future parking considerations if a restaurant was to go in, i.e. Sunday brunch, et cetera, et cetera?
I don't think it would, in that it's really a separate issue. A restaurant wouldn't go into this location with the church present under this lease. In other words, they would need that the space that's being used by the church to do a restaurant.
Alderman Malagio, I think, what about the available parking if a restaurant goes in across the street?
The only thing I can say there is that it would be a matter of evaluating that request when it would come up. A restaurant would require a special use, so we'd have another look at that should some other proposal develop in the area.
Anyone else? Mr. Ms. Flanagan?
I just have a comment, I guess. I would have liked to have seen the church, I guess, use the back portion and leave the front portion, I guess, to more retail, even though it appears that that parcel has been open for quite some time, hasn't it?
Right, yeah.
I'm doing that or what? But.
Well,
plate in Bob's head.
Staff also
was concerned about.
Yeah, looked at that issue and the way the first floor portion of the space is configured.
That's
this
the best
is the
one.
Space that really works for the church's operation. It ties into how the restrooms that are present relate to that space.
So no one could actually use the back portion as it sits now either.
When you say the back portion,
the front portion.
Well, the
is
portion
right.
That runs along Bennett,
right?
That has most of the front. That would be utilized by the residents of
okay.
the housing upstairs
okay.
for their dining. Ultimately.
Dining area. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Item 3C. We have a motion by Hill and a second by Vogelsberg. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 3D, consider approval of tax levy rebates for certain property owners within SSA number 7, otherwise known as the Greenwich Square Townhomes.
So moved.
Second.
Flanagan makes the motion and Piper seconds. Any questions or comments for Ms. McKittrick? Seeing none, hearing none. This is all good news. So, all in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 3E, consider draft resolution approving the execution of sublease between Crown Castle and Clearwire Communications for installation of Clearwire equipment on cell tower at 1800 South Street, otherwise known as the Department of Public Works.
So moved.
I'm going to have to give that the Pollock of Vogelsberg motion and second on that one. Notice how they're wearing similar shades of blue.
It's not our ward.
That's why you support it. Questions or comments? It's fairly straightforward, like similar to our other leases. Mr. Odecki's asked to make sure it says that interfere with the baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Does he have radar on his balls?
No.
I meant on the...
Hey, folks, it's a little emotional stuff. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Oh, yeah.
Aye.
Working anyone opposed?
Now we need parental advisory for
we're going to ask Pete to pull the Mrs. Lincoln and erase 13 minutes of this tape. Item 3E has passed unanimously, ladies and gentlemen. Item 3F, consider bid award to InTrend Incorporated in the amount of $114,047.30 for Allendale Cable Replacement Project.
So moves, Chair.
Brown motions, and Maladra, an Allendale resident himself, makes the second. Questions, Mr. Piper?
I don't know who this would go to. Who's, oh.
Hey, Mike, you got any experience with Intran? I know they're the lowest bidder. Have we done anything with them before? Have they done any of these projects?
Intran is Trenchant.
Oh, okay.
And they have done business for us for the last 2 years. Great. They just renamed themselves.
Wonderful. Well, why? Before I say wonderful, what the hell they renamed themselves for?
Because they do more than just trenching.
Okay. Okay.
Like Prince.
Rebranding themselves.
Okay, yeah. As long as we're just rebranding and not running themselves from someone, that's great. Okay, yeah, not a problem. Thank you.
Anyone else? Questions or comments for Mr. B? Does this mean Mr. Maladra gets extra cable stations and all that good stuff?
We're trying to take care of that area. We just happen to live there.
No other questions, no other comments. We do have a motion and a second. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Item 3G is to consider purchase of streetlight foundations in the amount of $9,000 from Wesco for 2009-2010 cable replacement project.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Piper. Any questions or comments for Mr. Buffington?
I do.
Mr. Hill.
I think we've bought from Wesco in the past, haven't we, Mike? The name sounds familiar, or am I?
Yeah. Pardon me?
Have we purchased these types of items from that same company in the past?
Many times.
I thought it was familiar. It's short and sweet, and I can remember those things. Thank you. They've done a good job, obviously.
They've done a good job.
And the price is right. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Questions or comments from Mike? We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 3H, consider bid award to EDC Systems in the amount of $31,677 for the 2009-2010 citywide computer replacement.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Singer, seconded by Mr. Dantino. Questions or comments? Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Simple question. It seems to me this is the kind of item that could have been considered for splitting in half, so we did half this year and half next year, and did half the computers this year and half next. If it turned out later in the year, it looked like we had to find extra monies. Was any consideration given to splitting the bid, or making the bid halves and halves, or is it just a small enough quantity that it's probably not worth the trouble?
We looked at dollars. Basically, we roll these things. We used to roll them. So the machines that we're moving out are the oldest machines now. So if we skip half a year, then we get behind. We just keep falling behind. We run into the same thing. We still have to maintain them, but it becomes cost ineffective to do so. That's the point we're running into. It's just they're on schedule to be cycled out. We used to be on a 3-year cycle. We'd hunt and check back to a 4-year cycle. And I don't know if you recall the budget this year, we completed about $50,000 replacements. We're at $31,000. So we had to substantially accomplish it. It's still another 3 years in place.
And you also combined a desktop with a laptop purchase. Does that make sense financially? You get a better deal?
Actually, yeah. I mean, we did this thing out. We put out all the specs for all the machines at the same time. We have a server in there as well. So we bumped as much as we could in all together. And this vendor came back to the best deal.
You think that probably is a reason why you've got a good deal, because one vendor can do all the work at the same time.
In fact, if you look at that vendor actually, these are from Dell computers, that vendor outbid Dell.
Yeah, I know.
Because they moved higher volumes than we as a city are entitled to from Dell. They moved stuff to the Federal Highway Administration and for, Edwards Air Force, one of the other agencies as well, so they buy in bulk.
Smaller, faster, and quicker.
There you go.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Mr. Piper.
Pete, we're avoiding all warranty issues at this point. This conversation we had earlier, the warranties are basically up on these. And
yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. We purchase these things just so you're aware. As we buy these laptops, we typically, for your needs specifically, we keep these laptops about 4 years. We make them cycle with an election cycle, and we have the warranties matched up with that time frame. We're kind of, we've expired our warranties. The warranties that we have on these things, we can dump anything in the keyboard. they come out with a new keyboard.
Gone. But you don't recommend it.
We're not pointing.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Alderman Flanagan.
I just have a question, Peter. Is there, what are you going to do with these? Are you going to surplus these out, or are you just going to...
These will actually be recycled back through Dell. We'll get credit back from Dell, partial credit back in these two.
So are these leased? No, they're not leased,
no,
right?
They're not leased, okay. But they have a recycling program that gives us credit for all machines as well. We won't.
Even though you don't purchase it directly from Dell? Right. No. The old machines. Even though you're not purchasing new machines from Dell, you still are able to.
And the warranties that we get on the new machines are Dell warranties.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that too.
Not through this other vendor. They're Dell warranties. Everything's done through Dell. So.
Yeah, I'm sure that these are more of a distributor. So that's the reason why they're. I thought I saw that too. That Dell. We couldn't even get. Adele from Adele. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else for Pete? Any reason why Vogelsberg has no computer tonight?
This is for
broken and dead.
It's been broken a while.
Well,
we knew, but that was it was broken after we approved the budget, and
how'd
we knew
break?
That they were in the budget.
She could use mine. She's been using mine. She looks.
I have friends.
Have you sued Starbucks for the spill on the?
She has friends.
The Miller Brewing Company will be sued.
Anything else for Mr. Collins? Who,
that's the
by the way, just came from that room back there, which is approximately what 1,000 degrees.
30 degrees cooler out here.
So you look thinner.
Take a moment.
It's not just the purple shirt either. Anyone else? If not, we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Thank you, Pete. You don't anticipate any questions. Please return back to the desk.
Go back to the oven.
Item I is to consider purchase of Trimble GeoXH GPS unit replacements in the amount of $6,705 for GIS field data collection.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Brown motions and Marks. Comes in with a close second. Questions or comments for Mr. Collins? Seeing none, hearing none. All in favor of item 3I, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you, Pete.
Thanks very much.
And item 3J, consider draft ordinance adopting the 2009 prevailing wage rates.
So moved.
Second.
Pawlak motions and Marks seconds. Questions or comments? This is fairly, or pretty much housekeeping measures, if you will, but Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's a wonderful segue into my question to the city administrator. Every year we see this, and every year it says we must, and down at the bottom it says number of yeas and number of nays. It almost is worded like we have no choice but to say a. What would happen if the whole council decided that this is ridiculous and we ought to say nay one year?
Frankly, I'd rather not find out. we would be in violation of state statute if the majority voted nay on it.
Well, then why do we have to vote to approve a state statute, most of which we have to obey whether we like it or not every day without voting on it? Why do we actually have to vote on this one?
Because that's part of the state statute.
But we're required to vote every year.
Correct.
To show our solidarity, no doubt. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. McKittrick, I'm now wise as to why we must show our solidarity.
Anyone else? Questions from Mary?
Statute.
If not, we have a motion.
Makes no sense.
We have a second on item 3J. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
Sounded solid, didn't it?
It did sound solid, yeah. We'll put those ayes in bold uppercase. We're at item 4, folks, new business. As always, we turn to the audience and ask if anyone present this evening has any new business for either the benefit of or consideration of the committee. You guys are like two high school kids sitting in the back row back there.
That's it.
Anyone from the dais?
Right here.
No, Mr. Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For those of you who have had an opportunity to drive past the intersection of Campbell and 3rd,
You will note that I think it was last week I mentioned the fact that we had it, had the kiosk painted. It was completed by Colin and Gloria Ann Campbell and Mr. Ron Stevenson, who's in our audience tonight. They did a great job. They're smart painters. They allowed me to paint just 1 inch down at the bottom.
We saw.
Yeah, that's true.
We saw that one.
I put my initials on it, too. But in the last 2 days, we've been able to put up the signage, put up the frames for signs, and they're all up, and they are legible and understandable. And they advertise the, of course, Swedish Days on two of the posters that are on the signs. They talk about the various hotels and motels in the community. And there's a map of the city and the various businesses that are represented in Swedish Days and the Swedish Day events. And it's it looks real good. It'll be lighted, so you could drive by it tonight if you feel like it. We had some new volunteers. A couple of neighbors of mine, Chuck Wettergreen and Ted Rona, and Mr. Stevenson helped again. So thank you very much. And I think it's a good thing that a couple of merchants in town, great frame up and fast signs, contributed some of their products to us and enabled us to get these signs up, and they look very good.
You mentioned Licks Paint, is that correct?
And Jay Slick, pardon me?
I'm sorry, you mentioned Lick Paint, right?
Yes, Lick Paint had provided paint for us 2 weeks ago, yes.
Did you ever discover the identity of the mystery gardener?
We're working on it. We do have a detective that has volunteered to look into that, too. We're a bunch of volunteers, so...
somebody planted some nice flowers there. It was,
yes, they did.
Not inexpensive.
Very nice. Yeah, thank you.
Sweeney is smiling awful big back there. Was that you, Pitt? We appreciate your support.
Sam, thank you for spearheading this. I took a run uptown the other day and admired you and your cohort's handiwork, and you've done a nice job, so thank you.
Well, thank you. It was mostly the other people, but I did get them there. So it's been interesting, challenging, and I think you'll be... proud to see the kiosk in operation again. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Ms. Flanagan, Mr. Brown, and then Mr. Pollock, have you already spoken?
I'm good, thanks.
Flanagan and Brown.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to mention that the bridge flower boxes were vandalized once again this year. We already had to, we had extras, so it was... nice of Marvin Linda Hosman to fill in to those things. We all, again, are offering a reward for anyone who may lead it to a conviction or at least identifying those people who are responsible. On a happier note, I want a special thank you. This weekend we had to do a massive weed cleanup at 31 and 3rd, and I had asked for an all-points bulletin for everybody to come out and help me. And so I'd just like to name the people who did help: Ron Shines, Cookie Olson, Mary Kay Brown, Paul Dakota, Marvin Linda Hosman, Esther Barkley, Ellen Bassett, Roberta Edwards, Rick Stern, Jenny Russo, my husband, and a woman by the name of Carol, and I never got her last name, and I do really appreciate them. They worked hard, and it was warm, it was hot, and we finally got it done. So we're now I think all of the beds are done, so now we're anticipating all the visitors to come to Swedish Days, and we've cleaned up house, so to say.
It was quite a sight, Mr. Mayor, because another occasion of me just kind of passing by and not volunteering, but rather giving words of encouragement and asking for water. It was so muddy. You have no idea. And there's Dorothy and Paul, you know, playing in the mud. And just, Mrs. Brown came home. Mrs. Black. So it was.
Yeah, there were a lot of people covered with mud, sweat, no tears.
Yeah. But. Good job, Dorothy.
Thank you. No, don't thank me. Thank the volunteers. They really do absolutely great job.
Thank you, Dorothy. Mr. Brown?
Well, yes, it's a good time to tell the vast TV audience out there that, indeed, tomorrow morning early, the craft show starts. It is the beginning of days. There's lots going on in town. The town looks very good. This is one of the greenest springs we've had. Mm-hmm. Invite everyone, wherever they live, to come and visit us for Swedish Days. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Well said. Anyone else? So by the enthusiasm of Vogelsberg, she's anxious to go.
Thinking of where I'm going to shop first.
Are you? Are you?
I'm right behind you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mary McKittrick has been apprising us of information via the Metro West Council of Government to the extent that we have learned firsthand what is not happening in Springfield. And I think it's important that all of us get on the phone and contact our representatives, Schmitz, Lawson, Hultgren, Fortner, Nolan, and anyone else you can think of, and tell these men and women that they should take a lesson from us at the municipal level of how to run a government. Because as you all know, there are agencies statewide that are forced to close their doors. There are some right here in the Fox Valley, AID, Mutual Ground, and others. And we just learned today that our dear friend Governor Quinn, his recommendation to raise the income tax and corporate tax was originally proposed based on a 1/10 share by municipalities. He asked municipal governments to support that increase, predicated on the fact that we'd receive 1/10 of that income generated. His own advisory group has now said the municipalities get nothing. So we are, again, the victims of pickpocketing by both sides of the aisle. And I think the most vulnerable amongst us are really the ones who are suffering most. So if you haven't yet contacted representatives, we really need to do so now. Elected officials tend to listen to other elected officials. My fear is that the men and women who are allegedly representing us are really just sitting down in Springfield negotiating across the table, have absolutely no knowledge of what their ineffectiveness and, dare I say, ineptitude is doing to all of us locally. So with that, I encourage you to make a phone call. Mr. Brown?
Yes, may I ask a follow-up question
to
you or the city administrator? We get our various reimbursements from the state on a monthly basis. Given that they have no budget, is that going to, is this interim six-month budget allow them to continue our monthly payments?
We have seen a slowdown upon occasion. I'm not sure any more so recently than in the past. It seems to be sporadic, but absolutely, it could have an effect on that. They would have to change legislation to stop the flows, technically and legally, but could there be a delay? Absolutely. And, you know, as the mayor said, not only is the proposed increase and the municipal share in jeopardy, but there have been recommendations coming forward that would have all municipal distributive funds stop completely. So I think that discussions that you would have with elected officials in Springfield should go further than that, because should that happen, we will definitely be losing some vital public services. So it's getting to be a very dire situation.
Yeah, let me give you one other example that's rather frightening, and I don't know if the council is the beneficiary of Mr. Bleck's email or not, but we're all familiar with the PSAP funding and the 911 funding. The state of Illinois has chosen to raid that 911 fund to pay for other programs. And that just occurred the other day. And 2 days from now, on June 24th, the negotiations continue in Springfield. That's why it's critical that we get on the phone now and just make a phone call. And regardless of how in-depth we understand the issues to be, the fact of the matter is that we cannot continue to be kicked while we're down, kicked again, and then our own constituents curious as to why we can't provide the services they expect. Because we're doing a heck of a job, folks. I mean, my goodness. We forecasted a slim year. Our friends in Springfield, in my opinion, forecasted more per diems and more party opportunities as opposed to concrete policies that help people. So,
and you or Ms. McKittrick remind us of what our major state distributions are each month. There's the motor fuel.
Primarily, use tax, motor fuel tax, and income tax are the primary distributions that we get.
Thank you.
else? New business? Anything cheery to kick in the evening in? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Singer, seconded by Piper. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The microphones are off.